This is a Praxis podcast.
Hello, my name is Laiba and I am 22 years old. I have been with Praxis Teen Advisory Board for about a year.
My name is Mateen. I'm 17 years old and I've also been working with Praxis Teen Advisory Board for about a year. Today's podcast is going to be specifically on attention, how us as young people, teens, and young adults are affected by sounds around us and how we've worked with that through our time in Praxis.
Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
There is a lot of sound everywhere, but how do we choose what kind of sounds are the sounds that are related to art spaces?
Yeah, well, today we're specifically focusing on attention. And a really common perception older generations have on us is that, oh my god, you guys have such short attention spans and we can't really focus on anything. And I mean, honestly, I'd say that that's a valid critique. It is very true, specifically how our attention has been kind of stolen from us with social media. I mean, when you see a new clip, when you're scrolling on Instagram or you're scrolling on TikTok and you see a clip, 10 seconds, or if it's 15 seconds, it's too long. Oh my god, this video is so long. I just want to scroll ahead. That does do something to our ability to concentrate and focus.
I totally agree. I actually had a very big problem with my attention span because of TikTok. I literally went into these phases where the whole day I will just do what I have to survive and watch TikTok. Then I deleted it. I was like, no, I cannot live like that. And you know what was the weirdest thing? It felt like I was always learning something. I felt like I was being like so productive, but I was literally not doing anything and I was just listening and being fed so much information that it's so difficult to retain in the span of 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's like your brain is gonna explode. And not that it's a bad thing, but us wearing headphones everywhere and not being able to go anywhere without our headphones really does take a toll on our ability to really pay attention to what's going on around us. When we're constantly being distracted by something. I mean, if I'm going to be working with school or if I'm going to clean my room or make dinner, I always need something that's stimulating my brain in the background. Like if I'm half listening to like a show on Netflix or if I'm listening to music or a podcast or whatnot, I'm not able to do any of that almost without this constant overstimulation.
I think there was a point in my life where I used to be like that, but let's say the last 2 years, I actually tried to cut a lot of sound away because I felt like I needed peace of mind. And I didn't need that much stimulation because my thoughts were already kind of loud. So I cut music, I cut podcasts. If I was listening to something, I was listening to white sound. And I was just listening to white sound when I was working on my exams and such. Other than that, I don't really listen to anything anymore. Just sometimes I listen to the Quran because it has a like different effect on my heart. Other than that, I really don't have the problem of like listening to things all the time that a lot of young adults and teens are like critically conditioned to because of everything that's going around. And this reminds me also about like how a lot of young people don't find it appealing to go to places like art institutions and museums because they just don't feel like there are things there that will catch their attention.
Yeah.
There are pictures on the walls and sculptures, but like how is that enough for them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. To find really the patience to do pretty much anything that's not that what I said before, like the constant overstimulation is really difficult for teens and for young people generally. I'd say almost everyone, maybe older generation, aren't as affected by the screens, but really for everyone, even as I was thinking about earlier, like sitting in the movie theater for an hour or two, is even that becomes a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a little bit of a cinephile, so I love going to the movies. But I do understand, like, my younger brothers, they hate going to the cinema. I have a lot of friends who can't stand being at the cinema for 2 hours. They fall asleep. And I'm like, did you just fall asleep? Like, did that happen? Like, I don't understand. But how are we supposed to change that? I remember one of the early workshops we experienced throughout this project was with the artist Fernanda Branco. Her focus is sound and mindfulness in her art pieces. And we did some exercises with her at the National Museum. Do you remember anything about that, Mateen?
that was one of the experiences that gave me the biggest impression through our experiences at PTAB. It was early fall, we were sitting outside, and she was just saying, you know, close your eyes, and we started to meditate, and we were listening to the sounds around us, and she said, oh, don't try to block them out, embrace them, listen to them. And you kind of get to listen to all these sounds that, you know, we experience every day, but we don't really pay attention to. And we heard the trams go by and the buses and city sounds that we'd normally find maybe annoying were peaceful. Mm-hmm. And it was really viewing everything around us in a very different way. I mean, that was a big part of her ideology as well, to just...
It kind of opens the third eye. I remember she told us to close our eyes, actually, mm-hmm. to be better listeners. And it reminded me also about how when we lose a sense, the other sense enhances, you know? Mm-hmm. With your eyes closed, you can hear so many more sounds. I remember specifically from that day that there were birds cawking.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word. But you could hear the seagulls, and I felt like it was kind of chaotic and kind of funny. It kind of cut that part of the workshop a little shorter too. But I think it was very fun way to like open our ears to our surroundings.
Yeah, I also remember the seagulls, and it was kind of funny because I always considered the seagulls to be the rats of the air.
Mm. I understand what you mean. They're everywhere and they steal your food.
Yeah. So they're awful, and now you're just kind of just appreciating their sound. Mm.
I like them from afar, not too close. Another part of the workshop was to go inside the museum and listen to the sound a museum makes and how does that correlate with the art pieces.
And especially we had a focus, we went around on the first floor of the National Museum, and they have these lovely installations that they've made to match the theme of the room, specifically in the room of ancient China, and they had all these chimes going. It wasn't overwhelming, but it was just really complimenting to the work, and I thought that was a really interesting way to give the viewer of the room and the artwork an enhanced experience from that room.
I like that word, enhancing the experience of how we feel art, because that's exactly the point, I feel like, of those sound installations in those rooms, so that we can feel that we are there, where that art was at that time, and what the rooms would have sounded like. Mm-hmm. And especially in the Catholic room, we can hear the bells, the nuns and the priests singing with their voices. That would be probably what a church sounded like in the medieval eras, you know? Mm-hmm. And I felt like it kind of transports you.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you are at the National Museum. It's kind of like a time travel experience, if you can say that.
Yeah, I agree. You really are so immersed in the experience, you don't really realize everything else. And she wanted us to listen to all the sounds, including the people walking by. But I felt that the sounds that were already in the installations were so enhancing that you kind of just lose sight of almost everything that's around you. I think it's really good that museums like the National Museum are using sound to make their museum experience is more immersive and more stimulating. Another really immersive experience, The Transmission of the Unforeseen by Alexander Riesau, which was a 30, 40-ish minute installation of sound of a Bitcoin factory, where all the members of PTAB were just sitting on the floor and really immersing ourselves into
the soundscape
that
he produced from factories in Norway, actually. So what we heard was just these machines making these sounds, like to me, it sounded a bit like a white noise machine as well. And that's like something I like to listen to when I'm reading. But at the same time, it was for 40 minutes, which was kind of difficult personally for me to listen to something for that long, which naturally led for me to reach out for my phone. And I remember some other members struggled with attention span.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I was sitting next to Rosa, another PTAB member, and we were admiring the concentration of the person who's sitting above us, just sitting there and really meditating and absorbing the experience. I reached for my phone several occasions, like, oh, did someone text me? Did something happen? Kind of checking the clock, oh, how long, and just kind of bracing myself to the end.
The artist also mentions how important it was for us to sit there and listen to the whole piece, while also saying that there are very few people who are able to listen to the whole piece, but it's a part of the experience. And I think it was interesting to be there for that long. I feel like it could have been more comfortable, like the sitting area and such. We were on the floor, it was winter, that's like in itself uncomfortable. The soundscape, it's kind of like monotone as well, which can be difficult to listen for a very long time. And this year we have been to many different museums and art institutions, but would that be something we will do if we weren't paid to do it?
Well, I think one thing that's not very discovered by many adults is that we really do have busy lives. I mean, it takes 40 minutes to travel to the museum and really sit down and have 40 minutes to listen to something on your free time is something that requires sacrifice. I mean, I personally have school, you have to work out, you have to do your homework. I have politics, I have violin, I have a lot of different after-school activities that I have to do as well as working. I probably wouldn't have time to do something like this, which is what makes this experience such a lovely one, but also makes you kind of get a glimpse into this world that you normally wouldn't be in.
I agree. Sometimes I actually do go to museums with my friends or like cultural viewings of like movies and such. Like, I think it's so fun to experience this world, but at the same time you have university, you work a job, you have a physical activities you do, and then you have family, friends, and with all the things we occupy ourselves in our weeks, you don't have like time to go on a weekday to experience some art. Like, that's very hard to do outside of this job. Mm-hmm. I have never been to a museum on a weekday. Even though we do struggle with attention span, we also struggle with time management.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. So I've had to learn how to manage my time really well, but it's really hard for many, many teenagers to really just sit down and be able to work. But do you have any advice to museums on how to better strengthen their bond with teenagers or young adults?
I think one of the ways would be actually hiring them and having more programs that involve the youth in their spaces. Just because we're young, it doesn't mean that our time is less worth than their time. Mm-hmm. I remember from 16 to 18, I did a lot and I never got paid. I used a lot of my time, but I was getting paid in experience. And then I see people doing the same things, but now they're getting paid, you know? So adults are coming to their senses, but I think it could be applied to the art institutions to have more programs.
I completely agree, yeah.
This has been Are You Listening?, a podcast from the Praxis Teen Advisory Board. This podcast is part of the project Reaching Out, a 3-year collaboration with the youth boards of Index Foundation from Stockholm and Publix from Helsinki. This past 12 months, the program has been focused on audio formats in the arts. The boards are working with artists and meeting with institutions as they develop their own responses to the question, how does your board think art institutions should use sound to reach people? Praxis Teen Advisory Board and this year's program is supported by Erasmus Plus Aktiv Ungdom, Kulturtanken and Arts Council Norway. This podcast was produced by me, Siddhartha Cardenal, and Alex Cardenal.